our delay in launching the Home Point Ministry and the Home Point Center was delayed because of construction and because of weather, and so that date is now April the 6th. When we originally put all that plan together, though, we had planned for this to be our third lesson in that series, and it would complement what we had just shared the first 2 weeks. Now it's kind of a more of an intro to what we're doing in that Home Point focus. What is Home Point? We just realize we need, as parents, to be following Jesus, and we need to be letting our light shine, particularly at home. And not just that, we need to be verbalizing to our children our faith in Jesus so they also are following Him. How do we do that? Well, that's what the whole Home Point ministry is going to be about, giving you simple steps. We want to make it easy, we want to make it likely, and we want to give you clear path on how to raise your children to follow the Lord. Now, in order to do that, we first of all need some parents who are following Jesus and some parents who are living out a marriage the way that God wants us to. And so our focus today is going to be on marriage. Let's pray and we'll look at our lesson for this morning. Father, how great, how glorious, how awesome, how amazing you are. When we think about all of your plans, Father, that just the ones we know about, the creation of us, the creation of this world, the sending of your Son to die for us. Marriage itself was your idea. The blessing of the church to encourage each other was your idea. And Father, we feel so blessed living in you. And we pray that we can just simply learn more on how to walk with you and follow you and be in you and be blessed by you and to share that with others. Through Christ that we pray. Amen. We've got a couple of different things we want to do during our sermon time this morning. And so I have a little bit of a dilemma. I actually have two sermons here, and I only have time for one of them. One of them is how to be a better husband. The other one is how to be a better wife. But I only have time to preach one of them. And so I'm going to let you vote. All right? How many of you, raise your hand if you want to hear the lesson on how to be a better husband. Can I see your hands? How to be a better husband. All right? How many of you want to hear the lesson on how to be a better wife? Now that's interesting. I'm actually pretty proud of you because there was a lot of men who raised their hands on how to be a better husband and a lot of women, but it wasn't completely across the board. I want to know what you husbands are doing when you raise your hand saying, I want to hear a sermon on how to be a better wife. You're not doing any of this kind of stuff, are you? Isn't that our human nature? We live in a land today, we live in times today that the reason I would marry you is because of what you would do for me. And you would marry me because of how I make you feel. And it's just our human nature of what can you do for me, whether it's in marriage and a job, family, and all aspects of life. Honestly, I kind of set you up just a little bit. Because that's our human tendency, our Christ tendency, is can you tell me how I can be better? Can you tell me how I can grow? Can you show me from the Word of God? Can you let God talk to us today and show us how we can be a better husband or a better wife or a better person? That's a lot better than your wife preaching a sermon on how to be a better husband and your wife all the way home saying, did you hear that? Did you hear? Were you paying attention to that? Did you hear this point here? What about me? How can I grow? How can I be better? From the very beginning, this is what God intended. This is what Jesus said. At the beginning, the Creator made them male and female and said, excuse me, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother, be united to his wife, and the two will become one. So they are no longer two but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Let not anyone separate. The whole point from the beginning, Jesus said, is so two people can come together and be united. An aspect of unity, an aspect of being together and helping one another. That's what God said in the beginning. It's not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. This always astounds me because when you look at creation, God over and over again says, when he sees what he's created, he says what? This is good. This is good. This is the first time God ever says, you know what? This is not good. This is not good. When he saw the man was alone. So God says, I need to create a wife for him, and I will call this woman his slave so that she can do everything that he wants. Wow. Interesting reaction. The guys are smiling and the ladies are just, whoa, what a stare from some of you. That's not what he says, is it? In either way. For you see, we were created to help each other, to be a support for each other, to help each other to grow now in the Christian age, to help each other grow in Christ. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments I give to you today to be upon your hearts, impress them on your children. The whole aspect of what we've been emphasizing for almost a couple years now is that we have some of the greatest youth ministry in the world today. We have some of the greatest children's programs. And yet, we're finding it's not having the impact upon our children that we hoped that it would. And it shouldn't surprise us because if we go back to God's Word, God is saying, you know what, this is supposed to take place in the home. The church complements what you are doing, but it's in the home. We want to create good marriages where then those marriages are impressing upon the hearts of their children the things of God. We want to help, but it's your responsibility to create that faith in the home and let that faith grow throughout your family. And again, throughout this campaign that we're about to launch, we're going to give you all kinds of practical ways to do this. But this morning, I want to share with you what I think is one of the most exciting things that we are going to offer you, and particularly about marriage. But you notice on the front of your bulletin, you'll see a picture of a family that several of you don't know. It's like, who's Nick and Renee Fouts? Their ministry is called Cedar Rock Ministries. And several years ago, Nick and Renee decided to launch out, follow God's hand. In order to, I love this, to help people to more fully live the abundant life we have in Christ. I'm about to talk to you about some marriage retreats, but too many of you are going to hear marriage retreats, and I want you to hear this. The purpose of these retreats are to help you to more fully live the abundant life in Christ. They've helped couples and peoples in Arkansas, Alabama, Missouri, Texas, and East Africa. And their point and their emphasis is to provide spiritual direction, particularly in marriages. They started the Cedar Rock Ministries, as Nick and Renee both went to Harding University, studied Bible there. Nick graduated with a master's degree in marriage and family therapy in 1996. Their family then headed to Uganda, East Africa, and spent 10 years as a part of a team there sharing the good news about Jesus Christ. When they came back, Nick went to work for the East Sunshine Church up in Springfield, Missouri. Some of you know some of our connections up there. But more and more, it led into these retreats. And we are blessed today to have this couple with us. And their desire is to share the goodness of Jesus Christ with others, to experience the joy of knowing him more. Now, here's what happened. I don't have time to tell you all my background with Nick and Renee, and particularly with Nick's family. This is an awesome couple. This couple radiates Christ within them. When I heard about what they were doing with the marriage retreats, I was guessing this is really going to be good. But I never attended one, and so with the help of some others, we put together three guinea pigs to go try this. And I want to share with you just real quick some of the comments that I got coming back from these couples. One couple came back and said, wow, the tools that we have, we can make our marriage great. Another couple told me afterwards, they said, right before the retreat started, we're like, what have we done? This is our first free weekend in months. Why did we sign up for this thing? But they went anyway. And boy, what a different story coming back. They just go on and on and on about what a fantastic retreat this was and how much it helped them, how thankful they are to go. The third couple that went said something like this: we go to all kind of retreats and seminars, all kind of things to help our marriage. So basically, when we went to this retreat, we knew what to expect. They said Nick and Renee just simply blew us away. This was so different than anything else we had ever been to. And you're going to find out some of the reasons why here in just a few moments. But I'm going to ask Nick, if you would, to come up and join me. And let's share a little bit about what's going on with Cedar Rock Ministries. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, tell us exactly what is Cedar Rock Ministries in your words.
Okay, thank you, Tim. First of all, we're just really blessed to be here with you guys this weekend. You've welcomed us and loved us just in these few short hours, so thank you very much.
Good.
As a church family. It's been our joy to be here. Cedar Rock Ministries started a couple years ago, but really at the heart of this is just a desire to see God glorified. These testimonies that he's just shared, it's not about Nick and Renee. This is about Jesus and what he does when we get together in his name and focus our attention on him. And for us, that is really a big piece of this ministry. It is actually at the heart of this ministry, is we want to focus our eyes, ourselves, on him and call others to do that as well. So often in life, we get distracted. And we get focused on so many different things. And we've got problems and challenges that come up in our families and in our work situations. And it's so easy to put our eyes on those things, try to eliminate the problem or to try to find some way in our own resources to fix it. And we believe that's the wrong approach. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. And so Cedar Rock Ministries began a couple of years ago. We're a nonprofit ministry. We want to come alongside churches and the body of Christ, and just say, how can we serve, how can we help in a way that points you and your relationships to Jesus?
Kind of go back to the beginning. This sounds awesome, but what started it? How did you see God's hand and hear his voice saying, this is the path I want you to go, and this is what I want you to do?
Several years ago, we began seeing basically just a big difference in the way that we experience our lives, many of us as Christians today, and what Jesus said is available through the new covenant in Scripture. And there's some outrageous statements that Jesus says. You know, we've been given fullness in Christ, and he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. And he says he's given us rest and his peace and joy. And yet so often in our marriages and in our lives, we don't experience a lot of peace or joy. And why is that? And so we really dove into this to really seek in Scripture why that is the case. And what we have is a ministry that is designed to help call people away. Like Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So many of us are carrying heavy burdens and loads that we were never meant to carry or certainly cannot carry on our own. And Jesus says, bring those to me and learn how to carry my light load and my light burden. And that's really, we kind of have as a tagline in our ministry, growing light in Christ. So we want to be a part of a people learning to grow light in Christ.
That's amazing. I think those are some concepts we don't understand. You use the word rest and light, and that's amazing. Tell me a little bit more, help us out practically in what we can expect. Let's say my wife and I want to go to this retreat. You know, she really needs to, you know, hear some of the things you have to say, right? I shouldn't say that with her sitting there, but I really need to go to this retreat, don't I? Tell us, what would we expect if we decide to go?
First of all, I want to say this is for anybody, okay? No matter where you are on your journey, whatever age, If you're struggling, if you're in a place of difficulty in your marriage, or if you feel like you're doing pretty good, this is really for all of us. And some things to expect. First of all, a restful weekend. A weekend where you come, where we serve you, where we want you to come away having experienced the rest of Christ. Not just physically, but also spiritually, where you've laid down some burdens. Also come away with a more experience of his peace and what he offers. Would also say, though, a lot of laughter and joy. We have a lot of fun on these weekends. Uh-huh. And we want it to be light. It's not all heavy and, you know, and everything. So we want it to be a very joyful weekend as well. Practically, we have group times, individual times, solitude times, fun times. It's just, I would say, a very full weekend in the sense of what Christ has to offer us. And it's an opportunity to receive it, to receive more of what Christ has to offer us that weekend.
Mm. So, I mean, we're emphasizing marriage here today, but these retreats are open to not just marriages, but to anybody. I think you even said you had a group of elders who went one time. And okay, awesome. I'm going to make Nick available and Renee over in the guest central here after services, so you feel free to ask whatever questions you want of him. I'm just going to ask you one more for time's sake. And I think I already know what you're going to say because of what you just said, but if you had one piece of advice that you would offer to people in marriage, what would it be?
Well, I'm going to give you two because my wife earlier said a good foot rub every night is a wonderful piece of advice. So for you husbands out there, she loves that, and it is helpful. But both of us agree that really at the heart of every good marriage is a marriage that is focused on Christ, right? So I really believe, we believe that we are called to remember and to trust and to live out of the reality that we are in Christ. Okay? So realizing that for yourself first, that I'm a new creation, all right? Maybe you may be struggling with anger, but that's not your primary identity, okay? Your identity is in Christ, and he has given you what you need to live a life free from anger, okay? The question is then how do we access that, and that's what we explore in our retreats. If you're a husband, well, also it's important for us to look at our wives as someone who's in Christ. Hmm. Okay? So if you want to see your wife most clearly, you look to Jesus. Because if she's a believer, she's in Christ. She's in him. And if you're a woman looking to your husband, if you want to see him most clearly, look to Jesus. Because your husband is in him and is found in him. And so learning how to do that as a married couple, how to walk in step with the Spirit as we keep our eyes focused on Christ. There's a lot of great scriptures about marriage, and a lot of people kind of pick and choose things and pull them out without remembering that the foundation of all these good passages, like Ephesians 5 and others, is our place in Christ and what he has done and where that new position is for us. So we offer that to you. These weekends are a wonderful time to not just explore this, but to experience this a little bit more and hopefully set you on a course that you can live that out more in the future.
That's such an amazing concept, and yet it shouldn't be. Looking at your spouse and seeing Christ in them. So simple yet so powerful. So what I hear you saying is in a sense, these are not so much marriage retreats as they are Christ retreats. Let's just apply them as we need to our marriages.
Right. That's right.
That's awesome. Thank you, Nick. I'm going to ask Renee if you would come up and join us for just a moment. I'd like to pray over both of you. And let's all join our hearts and our minds together as we pray for this couple. Father, I just want to say thank you for bringing Nick and Renee our way. Father, honestly, we ask them to come out of selfish reasons, what they can do for us and how they can bless us. But Father, really, I want to stop for just a moment and ask that you would bless them. Father, their hearts are always looking to you, to ways to serve you, and this is the ministry that you've brought them to. And so, Father, we are confident. We're confident they will bless us. But really, it's you blessing us through them as you do in so many ways. But Father, because of their hearts and because of their obedience to you and because of their sharing about you, I just pray that you would richly bless them in their work. Through Christ that we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. For just a moment as well, I want you to not just hear what I had to say, not just hear what Nick had to say, but these three couples that we sent on this retreat this past year. I want us to take just a moment. It's about 3 minutes. I want you to listen to some of the things that they have to say to you about the retreats.
I remember when